This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Hello, I'm Karen Hunter. With me today is Stacy Martin, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We're talking about a paper in the March 2010 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. The article describes a recent study of trends in Haemophilus influenza disease in Europe. Welcome, Stacy.
Thanks, Karen. I'm happy to be here.
Before we talk specifically about the study, tell me a little bit about Haemophilus influenza.
Sure. Haemophilus influenza are bacteria commonly found in the nose and throat of children and adults. They are differentiated by their protective capsule into six different serotypes, identified as A through F. There are also strains that have no capsule, which we commonly refer to as non-typable or non-encapsulated. The bacteria can cause a variety of infections in children and adults, ranging from localized infections of the ear, eye, or sinuses, to more serious and invasive infections like pneumonia, bacteremia, and meningitis. In the United States and Europe, before the introduction of effective childhood vaccines, serotype B, called Hib, was a leading cause of bacterial meningitis in children younger than 5 years of age. Since the introduction of these vaccines, there's been a dramatic decrease in the incidence of Hib disease. The other strains of Haemophilus influenza, particularly the non-typable strains, most often cause non-invasive disease in children and adults with chronic lung disease. However, newborns, immunocompromised persons, and persons with underlying medical conditions are at risk of invasive disease from the non-type B strains.
Isn't vaccination against Hib routine now?
Yes. All children under the age of 5 should be vaccinated. Children in the United States should get either 3 or 4 doses of Hib, depending on which brand their doctor uses. The vaccine is recommended at 2, 4, 6, and 12 through 15 months of age.
Did the study described in the article cover all European countries?
No. It was part of a collaborative European study that was started in 1996 to study the epidemiology of invasive Haemophilus influenza after the introduction of Hib vaccine into national infant immunization programs. In 1998, the program was expanded and named the European Union Invasive Bacterial Infection Surveillance Network. By 2006, a total of 28 countries routinely reported cases to a central database. In the study, the authors used data from 14 participating countries that regularly serotyped all clinical isolates of Haemophilus influenza for the longest period of time, which was from 1996 to 2006.
Did anything in the paper strike you as being particularly interesting or surprising?
Well, I encourage the listeners to read the paper because it contains a lot of interesting findings that we don't have time to summarize now. But the authors found that even though the incidence of invasive non-type B Haemophilus influenza is now higher than Hib and associated with a higher case fatality, there was no substantial increase in invasive non-type B Haemophilus influenza infections. This finding is important because it suggests that near elimination of Hib in Europe hasn't led to substantial disease replacement by non-type B strains of Haemophilus influenza.
Now, this study was done in Europe. Can its findings be applied elsewhere?
Well, yes. These results, as well as data from the United States, provide strong evidence that Hib vaccination programs are effective at minimizing the burden of invasive Hib. Although it is possible that differences in vaccine schedules, types of vaccines used, and the local epidemiology of Haemophilus influenza may impact the findings elsewhere. These unknowns highlight why it's important that countries implement surveillance to better understand the country-specific epidemiology of Haemophilus influenza, especially after the implementation of a Hib vaccination program. This study also highlights that Haemophilus influenza is still an important pathogen and that continued surveillance is needed to assess the long-term effectiveness of Hib vaccination and to quickly detect any changes in the epidemiology of disease. As new vaccines are in development, it's important to know which strains are causing the disease.
Thanks, Stacy. I've been talking with CDC's Stacy Martin about a paper that appears in the March 2010 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. You can see the entire article online at www.cdc.gov/EID. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, send an email to eideditor@cdc.gov. That's eideditor@cdc.gov. I'm Karen Hunter for Emerging Infectious Diseases.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.